Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, I'm probably behind the loop on this. An arrest was made Friday in the case of the four murdered college students in Idaho. The suspect in the case was a grad student named Brian Koberger, who attended a school just across the border in Washington from where the killing took place. Police tracked him as he drove across the country and then arrested him. And we get this, according to from CNN. Authorities carefully tracked the man charged in the killings of four Idaho college students as he drove across the country around Christmas and continued surveilling him for several days before finally arresting him Friday. Investigators honed in on Koberger as the suspect through DNA evidence and by confirming his ownership of a white Hyundai Elantra, seen near the crime scene, according to two law enforcement sources briefed on the investigation. Koberger, who authorities say lived just minutes from the scene of the killings, is a Ph.D. student in Washington State University's Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology. Genetic genealogy techniques were used to connect Koberger to unidentified DNA evidence, where another source with knowledge of the case tells CNN. Now, in case you're not familiar with it, genetic genealogy is the process of running unknown DNA samples through a public database to find familial matches, which can then be used to narrow down relatives who might have been in the area of the crime. The benefit of this technique is that you don't need a search warrant to obtain DNA from a suspect. People who upload their DNA to the public database are asked whether they are willing to opt in to having their DNA used in this way, so police effectively get permission, though it's still somewhat controversial. This is, in fact, the way they caught the BTK killer. Koberger's public defender in Pennsylvania claimed he was shocked by the arrest. He's going to waive an extradition hearing and will be returned to Idaho sometime next month for prosecution. He's been charged with four counts of first-degree murder. His background reads something or like something out of a detective novel. And we get this. 7 weeks after the slayings of four University of Idaho students shot the campus, police announced they believe the killer is a Washington State University graduate student arrested Friday in Pennsylvania. Before coming to WSU, Koberger graduated from DeSales University in 2020 with a bachelor's degree in psychology. In the spring of 2022, he received his Master's of Arts in Criminal Justice, also from DeSales, a private Catholic university in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, according to the university's website. While working on his master's degree, Koberger researched how emotions and psychological traits influence decision-making when committing a crime, according to a research survey posted online through the university. The Lehigh Valley News, a nonprofit online news site in Pennsylvania, reported that Koberger was a student of DeSales forensic psychology professor Catherine Ramsland, an expert on serial killers who has written dozens of books, including How to Catch a Killer and The Mind of a Murderer. She has also consulted with several TV shows focused on crime, including CSI. She wrote Confessions of a Serial Killer, a biography of Dennis Lynn Rader, BTK, who tortured and killed, murdered 10 people, including a family of four in Wichita, Kansas in 1974. Rader wasn't arrested in 2004. The book was published in 2016. He was a teaching assistant in undergraduate classes, and people who knew him say he seemed a bit odd. Hayden Stinchfield said Koberger was the teacher's assistant in one of Stinchfield's criminology classes. He seemed disengaged most of the time and was a harsh grader. He was definitely kind of a creepy guy, Stinchfield said. Stinchfield said Koberger seemed more distracted and disheveled in the days after the killings, letting his facial hair grow out. We noticed distinctly, like, oh, he must be going through it. Yeah, he's looking a lot worse. Now, that could be taken, I guess, as an indication of guilt. Was he trying to change his appearance after the crime? Koberger's apartment has been searched, but the search warrant and the rest of the arrest warrant information hasn't been made public yet, so the media doesn't really have much to go on as far as a motive right now. Someone who knew him in high school said he was bullied a lot, particularly by girls. Sarah Healy, who went to Pleasant Valley High School with Koberger, said he was shy, kept to himself, and had a small group of friends, but some of their classmates, especially girls, mocked him and threw things at him. Healy said it was bad. There was definitely something off about him, like we couldn't tell exactly what it was. I remember one time when I was walking in the hallway and he stopped me and was like, "Do you want to hang out?" At that point, they didn't really know each other or run in the same social circles. She said it was just weird, but Brian was bullied a lot and I never got a chance to say something to defend him because he would always run away. The father of one of the victims says he has identified some possible connections between Koberger and his daughter, but he is unwilling to share the details. Steve Goncalves said no one in the family knows or recognizes the suspect, but in the hours since they first learned his name, they're starting to see connections between him and Kaylee Goncalves, and they aren't ready to discuss it yet. Now that there's a person and a name that someone can specifically look for and see if there's any connections in any way, so they're just trying to figure this out, said the family's attorney, Sharon Gray. This will continue to unwind as we go. All of these young people, I think there might have been one or two 21-year-olds in this group. The other two I know were 20. They couldn't legally have any sort of a handgun. And they were attacked in the night. And they were caught asleep and they were knifed to death. And apparently they were knifed quite savagely. And that kind of a, you know, nobody's, you know, it has caught the attention of or the imagination of America, and it is getting a little bit of play in the news. But this guy wasn't on anybody's radar, and I'm really interested to see if he has any sort of a mental health issue that maybe his studies pushed him into finding some of this stuff out for himself. Because his teacher was quite a notorious professor, right? Quite a notorious professor. She, she had quite the lineup, quite the resume of people that she had advised. She was famous. And it'll be interesting to see how much of the fame maybe reached out to him. But we're going to see. We are going to see. This kind of a crime always, this kind of a slasher crime is always bad. It's always bad. Always bad. But let's just pay attention to what happened in this. Let's try to learn from it. Let's try to figure out how he got in and all that other stuff. We just got to keep on. Every time we can learn from something, let's try to learn from it. Hour number two. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. How about that? Not hour number two. Goodness gracious. This is Lock and Load.
Yeah.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The satirist P.J. O'Rourke once quipped, "Remember that all tax revenue is a result of holding a gun to somebody's head. Not paying taxes is against the law. If you don't pay your taxes, you'll be fined. If you don't pay the fine, you'll be jailed. If you try to escape from jail, you'll be shot." Now, this is funny because it is literally true, but rarely said so pointedly. And if O'Rourke, contrary that he was, were still with us, he'd likely add that as Congress just passed and President Joe Biden just signed legislation to hire an additional 87,000 IRS agents, the American taxpayer, many more of us, will now have to get very personal with an agency that rarely ever answers the phone, according to Forbes. IRS customer service representatives only answered 11% of the 282 million calls consumers made in 2021. As some IRS agents are armed, I thought I'd look into asking a few questions about their guns and training. And after all, perspective helps, especially when much of the mainstream media doesn't answer these basic questions, which this issue made news. Now, first question, does the IRS need guns? Their mission statement is provide America's taxpayers top quality service by helping them understand and meet their tax responsibilities and enforce the law with integrity and fairness to all. That being stated, it is easy to wonder why the agency needs to arm its agents. For the answer, first consider the statement found just under the one above on the IRS website. The IRS role is to help the large majority of compliant taxpayers with the tax law while ensuring that the minority who are unwilling to comply pay their fair share. Ensuring that non-compliant people pay can take the kind of persuading O'Rourke articulated. CI is the criminal investigative arm of the IRS. Carissa Cuttrell, public affairs officer for the criminal investigation, said in an interview with America's First Freedom, IRS CI special agents are law enforcement officers that investigate and arrest criminals, some accused of violent crimes or associated with organized crime and narcotics trafficking. Now, okay, this makes sense, okay? Yeah. Even if IRS agents can do and also work in collaboration with federal and local law enforcement agencies, and the agency is serious about prospective agents being prepared to defend themselves. A job advertisement for IRS enforcement agents posted earlier this year, which has since been revised, had a listing under major duties that read carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Historically speaking, IRS agents were once instrumental in jailing Al Capone, and tax laws have often been used to nab other members of organized crime. Tax law has also been frequently used to prosecute drug traffickers and other criminals, so clearly a segment of the IRS may need to be armed. But how many guns do they have? Now, IRS Public Affairs doesn't offer details, but according to a 2020 report by OpenTheBooks.com, a government watchdog organization that discloses spending at various levels of government, the agency has about 4,600 firearms. And it breaks down as 3,282 pistols, 621 shotguns, 539 rifles, 4 revolvers, and 15 submachine guns. They also had about 2,100 special agents that carry firearms. Interestingly, it's likely that the majority of those rifles possessed by the agency are the semi-automatics that Biden wants to ban, at least for civilian use. They probably call them personal defense weapons, just like the Department of Homeland Security. How much ammo do they have? Well, the amount of ammo the IRS has on hand has surprised some. According to a 2018 report from the Government Accountability Office, at that time the agency had on hand about 5 million rounds, nearly 2,500 rounds for each armed agent. Don't get too alarmed by this because there are some caveats to this. And breaking it down, there's 3.2 million rounds of pistol, 1.5 million rifle rounds, 368,000 shotgun shells, and 56,000 rounds of ammo for automatic firearms, which should be the same as rifles or pistol. Earlier this year, between March and June, the IRS purchased another $700,000 worth of ammo. Those numbers, if they have to qualify, that eats into a lot of that. Are the agents well trained? Well, many critics of the agency point to what they feel are lax training requirements. According to an Inspector General report from back in 2012, there's no national level review of firearms training records to ensure that all special agents meet the qualification requirement. But it did detail how some agents who failed to qualify with their firearms were apparently allowed to keep them. The report said controls do not ensure that CI personnel properly secured firearms when special agents failed to meet the biannual standard qualification requirement. CI was only able to provide evidence that firearms were surrendered in 9 of the 27 instances when special agents did not qualify. Also, the same Inspector General report found that over a 3-year period, IRS agents had fired their guns accidentally more often than they intentionally fired them. That's sort of a damning statistic. According to documentation provided by all 26 CI field offices, there were a total of 8 firearm discharges classified as intentional use of force incidents and 11 discharges classified as accidental during fiscal years 2009 through 2011. So what does this all mean? The proponents claim that the move was an attempt to investigate billionaires who use various loopholes to avoid paying their fair share of taxes, but that's the tax code. There's 724 billionaires in the United States in 2021, so an additional 87,000 agents would be enough to have 120 agents investigate the tax filings of each billionaire. Also, according to the Heritage Foundation, auditing every single taxpayer with annual income over $1 million would require only 25,000 new IRS enforcement agents. So it all comes down to a few things. And given that their recent move to nominate a gun control proponent to head the ATF, as well as the rhetoric about gun makers and stores and owners, it isn't difficult to be cynical about all of these new and possibly armed IRS agents. O'Rourke also once joked that we should never let the people with all the money and the people with all the guns be the same people. Though that is hardly the case here, during the Obama administration, the IRS was used politically to deny nonprofit status. It was weaponized. And only time will tell how this agency's $80 billion in increased funding for the IRS and its many armed agents are going to impact American citizens. Of course, part and parcel of what I want to see from this Congress, this House, is to defund them. To say no to the funding. First, of course, they're going to have to get by the nominating a speaker. I've got some feelings about that. Some of you wouldn't like them. I understand it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Congressman Kevin McCarthy enters day 2 of the hunt for a new speaker, confident today he will get 218 votes. He got as many as 202 yesterday, including that of Pennsylvania Republican Brian Fitzpatrick.
Kevin is the only person within the GOP conference that can get there. I suspect he still will get there. I do believe he will.
Texas's Chip Roy is among the 20 Republicans not voting for McCarthy.
Americans want us to change the way everything works or doesn't work. And I think they're patient enough to wait out a day or two for us to do what needs to be done.
Democrats like Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin sit and wait and kind of enjoy the fight.
The country wants you to have it. That last election showed us. We want to have this fight, and extremes on both sides are not what the average person in America wants.
Slotkin says she hopes the battle will help moderate Republicans minimize their extreme members. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. What I love is a new gun grabber who hasn't really looked before. And they come out. They think they're clever. And while they're sitting there being clever, they trot out this tired, debunked argument. There sure is a gotcha moment. Which is especially true of the anti-gun crowd. And there's this op-ed that was written by a Los Angeles high school student that treads a particularly tired argument. And, I mean, if they were actually taught history in high school, this would not be a thing, you know. But they're not. Titled Opinion, the Second Amendment Requires Gun Regulation. You already know it's going to be good. Question, how can we decrease gun violence? Well, according to the Second Amendment, since a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Although people have the right to bear arms for their own protection, as stated in the Constitution, the Second Amendment also clearly states that this is based on the need for a well-regulated militia, not based on random people being able to have guns. This can be interpreted to mean that no one except for law enforcement should have more than a number of guns or ammunition because the right to bear arms is for a well-regulated militia. People do not need 10 guns to protect themselves from danger, and they certainly won't need a gun that can shoot 600 bullets per minute either, like the AK-47 as detailed in Britannica. If we limit a certain amount of guns per person, making sure that gun owners are well regulated, then the chance of a mass shooting will be less likely, as a gun owner could only own a specific amount of guns and also have regulated ways to use them. I'm almost certain that before she published this, she went around and showed this to everybody, let everybody read it. Then she published it when it was in print, and then she went around and she bought 20 copies of the newspaper. So what does well-regulated mean? Because that she seems to think that means rules. So one of the reasons that, see, the military is regulated. The military is regulated. Now, what that means is that we're wearing the same uniform. We're trained the same way. We have the same rules and regulations that we are governed by. But that is not the regulated part. It means that we are regular soldiers. We are not a militia. As recently as Vietnam, we've heard about North Vietnamese regulars, right? Because these are just guys that are actually in the military, right? Anybody that's actually in the military today is a regular. They operate under the same uniform code of military justice. Regulated. They're issued the same equipment. They shoot the same ammo. They eat the same food. They ride in the same vehicles. They have the same commanders and chains of command. Not everybody has all of those things under one umbrella, to be sure, because you have brigades, you have battalions, you have companies, you have divisions. I mean, and the militia, as it was described, which also they would have found this if they had actually looked into history. The militia is the whole body of free people who can be called upon to defend our nation. Now, see, right now, you and I, we're walking around, we're just thinking we are just it. I mean, America has more man-portable guns than anybody else on the planet. Until you start looking at Switzerland, and I'm not talking about the man-portable guns now. In Switzerland, during the Second World War, they started building all of these bunkers. And the majority of these bunkers are in these passes where the Germans could come through at them, or the Italians could come through them. They had the Swiss Alps as sort of a fence around them. But they did have alleyways, passes. So they built all of these bunkers. And, I mean, these things have artillery pieces in them. And the people, the Swiss people, were the ones that would have gone forward and dealt with it. And they still have the guns in place today. Some of these farms, you'll see a barn. And one door on the barn is going to be fake. And you open the door and you're looking at a fully functioning artillery piece in the hands of a farmer. Now, I don't know what they've done lately in the Euro scheme of things, if they've done any gun control or anything else, but they have left a lot of this stuff in place. Now, a lot of these bunkers have been deserted in a lot of cases, but there's still a lot of them that function. They function well. All the houses, I think it's estimated that there's 300,000+ bunkers in Switzerland. That's a lot of bunkers. And now, right now in Germany, because Switzerland has a whole entire subculture and a cottage industry that deals with bunkers. And when Ukraine was invaded by Russia, one of these stores has this particular toilet that is designed to be in a bunker, and they sold more toilets for bunkers in one day than they had in the following 3 or 4 months combined on the day that Russia invaded Ukraine. And because in Germany they quit digging bunkers. See, Switzerland has always maintained the ones they dug. During the Cold War, they were digging bunkers. And the government was doing it. So while we're sitting here and looking at all of this militia stuff and everything, don't always feel like we're the big dogs. We're not the big dogs by any stretch. Another thing this young author has is she illustrates just how poor the American educational system actually is, because she doesn't grasp the totality of the Second Amendment. Because she's doing what many anti-gunners do, which is focus on the militia clause. The militia clause is actually a justification as to why we will be armed. Because we are part of that. The people are the militia, therefore the people's right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And shall not be infringed. That part alone debunks the entire premise on which the author based her work. It doesn't say the right to keep and bear arms shall be only for militia purposes. And it explicitly states that it shall not be interfered with by lawmakers. And I don't blame her. I blame her teachers. Nobody adequately educated her about the context surrounding the Second Amendment. She's likely was never taught about her founding fathers' innate distrust of standing armies either, how they believed any government had the potential to become tyrannical unless they were held in check by the citizenry. She also says, but you don't need 10 guns, and yet the Second Amendment doesn't call for such anti-gun regulation as she claims. It explicitly precludes any such regulation by saying our rights shall not be infringed. This is a tragedy. This young lady should have been taught by her teachers. Not about history. She hasn't been taught about history, and likely not even how to think for herself. That's our biggest issue today. We have no critical thinking happening in the United States today. None. All you have to do is look back at Buffalo. What happened in Buffalo? Everybody was waiting for somebody to make a call on that. Nobody ever did until it was too late, and we lost people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Traffic stops. No matter how law-abiding we are, because we drive cars, we are going to interact with police officers in some way, shape, or form. And it's going to be because we're speeding, or because we're in a wreck, or because we're stuck. And you have to understand one thing. Police officers are human beings. Even the best make mistakes. They are, after all, in a very difficult position. They deal with society's worst and the best. So because we can be pulled over for speeding or be involved in an accident or otherwise find ourselves in a situation wherein we must interact with law enforcement while carrying concealed, we need to know the law and how to behave amidst a fluid legal situation. So consider what happened to Basil Sukena in 2018. Sukena immigrated to the United States in 1991. He holds a master's in business from Syria. He ran his own asset protection company until 2011. He then began a business management position for discount shopping marts in Barkhamsted, Connecticut. On November 12, 2018, just before 9 p.m., Sukena was driving his Kia Sorento through the streets of Waterbury, Connecticut, to view potential residential properties for purchase. In the driver's side door was his .45 caliber handgun. His dash-mounted navigation locked up, so Sukena pulled over to restart the GPS. Unbeknownst to him, the area was known to police officers as a high-crime neighborhood where idling cars on the side of the road are automatically considered to be suspicious. Sukena estimates he was stopped for less than a minute when a patrol officer, David Andrzejewski, stopped with his lights flashing blue and red behind him. Anytime he's stopped by police, Sukena says, he turns his inside dome lights on, puts both hands on the wheel, and greets the officer. "I'm that type of person," he later told lawyers. He rolled down the window to greet the officer. The officer loudly demanded his driver's license. Sukena pulled his driver's license and legal carry permit from the visor and handed them to the officer. He says he pointed out the pistol permit to the officer. Sukena says the officer didn't give him a chance to talk about it. At that point, according to Sukena, the officer tried to pull him out of the car. As he did so, the officer demanded to know where the prostitute and drugs were. His seatbelt was still buckled, so Sagana says he had to unbuckle as the officer dragged him out. And then the officer began patting down Sagana and going through his pockets. Sagana says the officer removed a keepsake flash drive with the photos and video of his deceased father, nitroglycerin pills, which officers claimed as drugs, and $320 in cash. And as this, you know, as I'm talking about this now, according to Mr. Sagana, none of the items have been returned. According to Sakana's attorney, John Williams, the officer was aggressive and forceful from the beginning. He physically drafted Sagana to the patrol vehicle. Sagana says he was treated like a bag of trash and at 52 with a heart condition and two herniated discs in his back, was crying out in pain as he was thrust sideways into the back of the squad car. The officer performed what Williams called a warrantless search of the car in his trunk, for which Sagana figures was about half an hour. Meanwhile, other police cars showed up. A police sergeant helped Sagana sit up, then told Andrzejewski that he had to have justification for the search. After some deliberation, the police cited Sagana for blocking a driveway and released him. Sagana says an attempt to file a written complaint for his missing items was denied. He subsequently sued the officer for unlawful arrest in violation of his Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable search and seizure. Now, of course, the police department disputes some of his recounted details. They didn't return a request for comment, but agreed in court filings to the bare details that Sagana was stopped, placed in a patrol car, and had his vehicle searched. Officer Andrzejewski told the court that the stop, detention, and subsequent searches were justified because he wasn't sure the carrier permit was valid. And until then, he had probable cause to cuff and detain Sagana. Even if the arrest was wrong, the department argued that the officer should be given qualified immunity, the legal concept which essentially protects government officers from the legal consequence of errors in judgment. Well, last fall, U.S. District Judge Janet Arterton disagreed, ruling that no reasonable police officer could have believed they had probable cause to arrest Sagana or they posed a meaningful threat of being armed and dangerous simply by disclosing the firearm and license. Any contrary holding would eviscerate Fourth Amendment protection for lawfully armed individuals and make it practically impossible for the lawful owner of a firearm to maintain a Fourth Amendment right to privacy in his or her automobile. The judge also denied the officer qualified immunity and agreed with Sagana that the arrest was unlawful. His attorneys told America's First Freedom it was a pretty simple case. The client is a reputable businessman scouting out potential property for potential rental purposes. It was an odd hour of night in an unfamiliar neighborhood. He pulled over to check his GPS. Since he was in a high-crime area, his presence excited a little suspicion on the part of the local cop, who had a perfectly reasonable basis for knocking on the door and saying what was up. But once he learned about the permit, he went ballistic. Police department claims presenting a facially valid firearms permit gives probable cause to detain someone. They say the permit could have been fraudulent, but they couldn't tell unless they took the guy in. Well, of course, that would mean having a facially valid state permit in the city of Waterbury is meaningless unless it has been checked with the issuing authority, and that's wrong, and the judge agreed. That case is pending an appeal. Now, how should you comport yourself in this? You should be calm and polite. You do not have to agree to a search. Most of us have at least a glancing acquaintanceship with our due process rights, and whether it's from a study practice or someone who's just seen the episodes of Law and Order, most people generally know they can't be forced into confessing that they have the right to an attorney. But cases like this one I just recounted to you allow us to fill in those gaps a bit and firm up our knowledge of the laws and legal holdings that affect them. Circumstances involving Second Amendment rights might also involve constitutional protections involving speech, seizures, searches, self-incrimination, legal representation, and due process. Some of these rights only apply when triggered by certain magic words. Therefore, it's incumbent upon you, the armed citizen, to know your rights and when to invoke them. Generally speaking, a police officer or other government official needs a warrant to search your property, but there are several important exceptions. For example, if you give them consent, if you leave items in plain view or are being arrested, police don't need a warrant to search. Moreover, your car is treated differently than a home because vehicles are more heavily regulated, are driven on government roads, and pose an increased chance of leaving a scene with evidence or contraband. An officer is allowed to stop and frisk you for weapons if they can articulate a reasonable suspicion that you're armed and that you have committed or will soon commit a crime. They also have a broad discretion to pull you over if you have, if they have probable cause to believe you're violating traffic laws. Once pulled over, they can order you to get out without a warrant, and if they reasonably suspect you're armed and dangerous, they can pat you down. Such searches are generally limited to finding potential weapons. They are not supposed to be fishing expeditions. But if the officer finds probable cause that you've committed a crime, even one unrelated to the reason for which they stopped or searched, you can be arrested. So, bear all of that in mind. Also, as far as the Miranda thing, a lot of people think they won't be convicted if they don't get read their Miranda rights, but that's not true. Any statement you make can be used against you. The same U.S. Supreme Court that said you have an absolute right not to incriminate yourself is the same body that says the police can lie to you to obtain a confession. Investigators may have different techniques to lull you into talking, but wait for your attorney. So, you know, that's just stuff to think about. Just stuff to think about, right? Just stuff to think about because, hey, I carry a gun everywhere I go. I drive a car every day. I have a gun on me when I do. And the first thing I do, if I do get stopped by a police officer, is let them know I have it. Maybe it's because I'm an old Caucasian. I don't know. But most of the time, I don't go through a whole bunch of stuff. Some people are saying it's because you're an old Caucasian, Bill. And that, I don't know. Anyway, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. They understand the utility of guns. They just don't want you to have them. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.